Google DeepMind CEO says we are only one or two technological breakthroughs away from AGI, artificial general intelligence, and if we overcome these challenges within 5 to 10 years, we will achieve AGI. Hello everyone, welcome to the Telling Stories YouTube channel. Currently, Gemini is dominating the field. The department at Google responsible for developing Gemini is called DeepMind, and its CEO's interview has attracted considerable attention. Google DeepMind's CEO is Demis Hassabis. He gave an interview on December 4, 2025, at the Zelles AI conference in San Francisco. The person interviewing him was Mike Allen, the founder and editor-in-chief of Zelles. In the interview, he said that we are only one or two breakthroughs away from AGI, similar to the level of AlphaGo, and once we overcome these breakthroughs, we will achieve AGI. What kind of person is Hassabis? He's definitely a protagonist from a wish fulfillment story, an existence like a cheat code. Hassabis is British, and DeepMind itself was a British company before being acquired by Google. He was born in London in 1976. His surname is Greek, and his father came from. Demis Hassabis' father is of Greek Cypriot descent, and his mother is of Chinese descent from Singapore, so Hassabis can be considered half Chinese. From a young age, he was a chess prodigy. People like him certainly have extraordinary abilities. He started playing chess at the age of 4, and by the age of 13, he had reached the level of an international chess master. At the age of 8, he used his international chess prize money to buy himself a computer and began learning programming. He studied computer science at Cambridge for both his undergraduate and master's degrees. During his time at Cambridge, he represented the university in various international chess competitions. His doctorate was from University College London, specializing in cognitive neuroscience and neuroscience. Before starting his work in AI, he joined the famous Bullfrog Productions game studio. Bullfrog Productions is most famous for its game Dungeon Keeper, but Hassabis likely joined before the development of that product. Bullfrog Productions was eventually acquired by EA. Later, he founded his own studio, continuing to make games, called Elixir Studios. In 2004, they released a game called Evil Genius, a simulation game where a group of evil geniuses do all sorts of bad things on a small island. It was a game like that. However, this game wasn't very profitable. Even games created by such super geniuses don't necessarily make money. So he shut down the studio. Later, the Evil Genius IP was acquired, and Evil Genius 2 was released in 2021, but Evil Genius 2 had nothing to do with Hassabis anymore. After closing this game studio, he went on to create DeepMind. DeepMind was mainly focused on games. He trained AI to play Go there. He was actually an international chess master, but he started training AI to play Go, and that's how AlphaGo came about. In the meantime, he also trained AI to play various games, such as StarCraft, and did other such training. In 2014, DeepMind was acquired by Google for $650 million. However, this figure isn't entirely consistent. Many reports have slightly different figures. Some say $400 million, others say $650 million, and some even say £650 million, because Google didn't publicly announce the price at the time of the acquisition. These prices were all written in subsequent reports. After Google acquired DeepMind, Hassabis developed a product called AlphaFold within DeepMind. This product addresses the problem of protein folding. Proteins are actually very large molecules. While we can calculate the number of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen atoms in these macromolecules, they don't have a planar structure. They have a three-dimensional, 3D structure. The question is, how do these molecules arrange and fold in this 3D structure? Previously, people tried to predict or guess, or used very complex equipment to scan and identify the structure, but this was very costly. If you want to develop various drugs using proteins, you must understand their 3D spatial structure. Without understanding this, you can't move forward. Hassabis then developed AlphaFold, using AI to predict the 3D folding structure of proteins. In 2020, AlphaFold won first place in a protein prediction competition, outperforming the second place competitor by several times. This essentially solved the problem. Now, as long as the molecular structure of the protein is known, AlphaFold's prediction results are extremely accurate. Demis Hassabis, who won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry 4 years ago, is a Nobel laureate. But that's not all. He also triumphed over Google Brain in an internal power struggle. What's the story behind this? Google has always had two AI departments, DeepMind and Google Brain, constantly competing for resources. This continued until ChatGPT emerged. 3 years ago, Google sounded the alarm, saying, "We can't continue like this. You two fighting each other is unacceptable." Quote, so what happened? Ultimately, DeepMind merged with Google Brain, so now the entire Google AI operation is managed by DeepMind, led by Hassabis. The technology used in the current Gemini 3 is largely based on the research directions of the original Google Brain, including transformers and large language models. DeepMind, on the other hand, was originally focused on things like AlphaGo, AlphaFold, and various AI products that could automatically play games, as well as AlphaFold for protein analysis. Besides being the CEO of DeepMind, Hassabis also owns a pharmaceutical company that uses AlphaFold for protein research and developing innovative drugs. He is also the founder of that company. Therefore, Hassabis manages the entire Google AI direction and the productization direction of Google Gemini. So, his life story is definitely an inspiring one. Hassabis believes that we are still two AlphaGo-level breakthroughs away from achieving AGI. Artificial General Intelligence. Since he created AlphaGo, it has become a unit of measurement for him. He says that with two more AlphaGo-level breakthroughs, we will reach AGI. He first mentioned that Gemini 3 is truly astonishing. It has transformed from a text expert into a multimodal understanding system. He gave an example. In the movie Fight Club, the protagonist takes off his ring before fighting. He asked Gemini 3 what this meant. Instead of simply saying he took off his ring, Gemini 3 explained that it symbolizes the protagonist shedding his identity and breaking free from the rules, representing the character's transformation from reality to extremity. This is truly impressive. Model 3 has its own judgment. It's no longer just a large language model. With GPT, if you tell it it's wrong, it will say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong." With FN3, if you tell it it's wrong, it will patiently explain or discuss the matter with you. It won't directly admit to being wrong. The personality of Model 3 is concise, calm, and confident, not trying to please. This is something Hassabis, as a scientist, really appreciates about Hamin 3. Moreover, Hamin 3 has now moved from generating content to building products. We are now using JN3 to create PPTs and simple application prototypes, and the results are already very good. It can already perform relatively short, continuous AI agent tasks. This is where J3 is truly strong. Hassabis said that current large language models still have many problems that cannot be solved. The first is the lack of continuous learning ability. Many people worry that after chatting with a large language model for a long time, the model will use the chat results for training. Sometimes it does, but what it mainly does is reinforcement learning. When we chat with JM, it often gives two answers for you to choose from. When you make your choice, you are actually already helping the large language model train. However, if I want the search results, the content I generate, and the questions I ask to be used to train the large language model, that's not possible. The large language model must perform data filtering before training. If you use this everyday content to train the large language model, the model may become dumber and dumber, especially with a lot of junk information on the internet. Training a large language model with this kind of data simply won't achieve the desired results. Therefore, large language models cannot find content to train themselves. They still need people to first make requests, then perform data cleaning and data processing. Currently, large language models generate the final pre-training data based on the original data before training. So, this task cannot be done by the large language model itself. This is the first problem. The second is the inability to execute long-term plans. Although J3 can now handle a plan that takes 1 or 2 hours, it can still complete it. But if you say I have many steps, and these steps are also parallel steps that need to be executed, for tasks that require continuous execution for several days or even months after completion, J3 still can't handle it. Currently, no one can solve this problem. Therefore, when people use large language models, we still need to understand and break down the problem ourselves, then feed the decomposed problem to the large language model. After confirming and verifying the results from the large language model, we then piece the results together and let the large language model proceed to the next step. It's not like you can just give it a request at the beginning and it will complete the task, like God saying, "Let there be light," and there was light. This is still impossible. Thirdly, the intelligent agent system is very unstable. Why can't it continue working? Because it might go off track, and during this deviation, it doesn't realize it's going off track. This can waste a lot of tokens and computing power, ultimately resulting in a completely unusable or even harmful outcome. This is a problem that large language models currently cannot avoid. Finally, there is a lack of stable cross-dialogue memory. Large language models have started to have memory, but most of the memory is within the dialogue. Cross-dialogue memory, while not completely absent, like with ChatGPT and Gemini, which do have some cross-dialogue memory, is very limited. You can't expect it to remember things and then engage in cross-dialogue conversations with you. Why? For computers, remembering things is very easy. You just write it to the hard drive. But making them forget is difficult. Deciding which parts to remember and which parts to forget, and which parts to use in the next task, is very difficult. This is the difficulty of cross-dialogue memory in large language models. So, the lack of stable cross-dialogue memory means it can remember things, but it may not recall them next time. It might find a completely unrelated piece of knowledge and incorporate it into your new conversation. Currently, our way of using large language models is still relatively simple and crude. What do you do when you find the conversation going off topic? Start a new topic, clearing all the previous memory. Whether it's Gemini or GPT, they will have some personalized memory related to us as individuals. For example, so I told this ChatGPT, "Remember this, my name is Lau, I'm a YouTuber, and I need you to summarize information for me every day, or if I ask you questions, you have to verify them before giving me the answers. I can make it remember these things. But if you give it too much information to remember, or if we make it remember all the conversation content throughout the entire chat, it won't be able to work properly." What are the key breakthroughs for these problems? We talked about two key breakthroughs earlier. The first is the world model. Understanding the operating laws of the physical world is very important. Inside DP, there is a G model, a genius model. This is a world model that generates a virtual world through physicality and temporal flow, and finally outputs video. In terms of overall direction, it's quite similar to Li Fei's direction, but DeepMind's model is a little closer to the game world. Hesabis, having come from a game company, his first job in life had a significant impact on him. The second is the intelligent agent system. Although JAMN is considered an intelligent agent, it still has some distance from a true intelligent agent system. What is an intelligent system? It's about going from answering questions to completing tasks. Currently, JAMN is still only answering questions. They say that in the future, JAM will be embedded in glasses, work scenarios, and workflows. It will be able to remember, reason, and handle tasks, not just answer questions, but directly complete various tasks. You tell it to do something, and it will actually do it for you. A stable intelligent system that can autonomously plan and execute tasks and adjust based on the results, that's the future direction. So, two major breakthroughs. One is the world model, and the second is the intelligent agent system. Speaking of this, I want to add a few more words. Most technology companies can't imagine how Google operates. Just like most people in the world can't imagine what kind of existence China is. There's a special effect in the United Nations called the China effect, where China is always excluded from various statistics. Why? Because once you include China, all the statistical data becomes meaningless. Let's take the simplest example, eating watermelon. People all over the world can't imagine, for example, How many apples do Chinese people eat in a year? We have a large population, and we probably consume about 70% of the world's apples annually. If you include China in the statistics of average apple consumption per capita in every country worldwide, the calculation becomes impossible. This applies to things like power generation and steelmaking. Anything related to manufacturing cannot be statistically analyzed by excluding China, because it's a completely different dimension. It would completely skew the entire statistical result. China is a country with overcapacity in its entire industrial chain, and Google's research is somewhat similar to China's situation in the industrial chain. They try and explore many different areas. Google has a very high density of talent, ample research funding, and massive amounts of data, all indispensable. Moreover, these research teams don't have much time pressure. They can just research according to their own interests. They are also constantly acquiring new cutting-edge companies. DeepMind was acquired, for example. In the field of AI, Google is exploring reinforcement learning, products like Aero, cognitive neuroscience modeling, and transformer large language models. They're researching everything. It's not like they think, we see an opportunity in this area, so we'll only research in this direction. I remember very clearly, when I joined Shengda Network for onboarding training, they told me that there's only one type of game in the world. This game is called MMORPG. Others don't work. Later, I asked, what about the other games we play? They said, those games don't make money, so we don't research them. We only research the one that makes the most money. Quote, this is actually the thinking of most companies. Since we've proven that this makes money and others don't, we'll just research this one. Many Chinese companies especially like to take this path. But Google isn't like that. It tries every direction, and many directions you don't know when they'll make money, but they still try them. For example, quantum computing, which we discussed earlier, is one such example. Many of these technological achievements haven't been able to make money for Google or achieve success within Google. Many people eventually left Google to start their own successful businesses. Most of the founders or core founding teams in the current AI industry have worked at Google. So, what we see in AI today, or you could call it the AI revolution. You can basically think of it as a bunch of people who left Google to work on this. China always says it's a sleeping giant, and once awakened, it will be terrifying. Google is actually the same in the field of scientific research. A single red alert can bring out a powerful weapon like Hamin 3 to scare people, and now J3 is a hit. But Google still won't narrow its focus. Advancing in the only correct direction isn't Google's way. What is Google's way? It's still about comprehensively exploring, rigorously tracking data performance, retaining multiple possibilities, and constantly verifying. Ordinary companies can solve current problems. Predicting a future hot direction node, not just any direction, but a asterisk hot direction is what they're willing to invest time and money in. Google, on the other hand, explores so many directions. They don't even know which cloud will rain or what will actually work, but they still throw people and money at it. In ordinary companies, being able to predict the hot direction is already considered very strong. Many companies just follow what others have done, especially what Google has done, and then continue to modify it. And these companies really don't understand what a hot direction is, or what to do if they can't figure out a hot direction. There's also the simplest path. Hire Google employees or start a company directly from Google. This is the difference between ordinary companies and Google. So, Google is completely a monster in the field of scientific research. Let's summarize. Google DeepMind CEO Hassabis, writing on the success of J3, participated in the Excel's AI conference and said that with one or two more breakthroughs at the level of AlphaGo, AGI can be achieved. What are these two breakthroughs? They are the world model and the intelligent agent system. It might take 5 to 10 years to achieve these two, and then we will reach AGI. In this episode, we gossiped a bit about Hassabis's extraordinary life and briefly introduced Google, this absolute monster in the field of scientific research. We also hope that Google and those who have worked at Google will bring us more surprises in the future. Okay, that's all for this story. Thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe, join our Discord discussion group, and those who are interested and capable can also join our paid channel. Less than control 100 greater than.